KSCF San Diego.
Oh, you broadcast over the radio here?
CBS Radio's Free FM. This is Low Budget, a show for the working class of San Diego, with Mark Chambers.
So, what are you up to now, Mark? You're digging graves?
And Todd Perry.
Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
On 103.7 Free FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Low Budget. Mark Chambers and Todd Perry talking to the working class of San Diego. 570-1037 is the number that works anywhere in San Diego. Low Budget at 1037freefm.com is the email address. Still doing all right, Todd?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Feeling good?
Yeah. I'm up.
You getting pumped?
I'm up. I'm getting pumped.
You're up.
Don't confuse my aloofness for lack of you know, being in the radio zone. I'm in the zone right now.
You're in the zone. You're pumped. You're ready.
Yeah.
All right.
Too much sun outside. It kind of wears the brain down. But no, I'm in.
I'm guessing the sun's down by now. I know you've been locked up in here.
I know. I have no idea what's going on in the outside world.
All right. So, got a news story here. I love this story. Woman fakes abduction to get out of a date.
What?
A bride-to-be wanted to get out of a date with a man she met on a phone chat line. She is in trouble with the law for it.
I didn't know straight people met on phone chat lines. I thought that was just like a gay guy thing on the hookup line.
Sarah White is facing a misdemeanor charge of abusing emergency dispatch for telling authorities she'd been hit on the head and dragged into the trunk of a car while sitting in a Sacramento park. White said she concocted the story after agreeing to meet a man, not the one she plans to marry, for a date in a Sacramento park. Instead of going ahead with the date, she called him and told him she'd been kidnapped.
Did she call from the trunk?
I'm sure there was no trunk actually involved.
He's in a trunk. He gave me to a date.
How bad does a date have to be, or how bad does the guy have to be for you to need to fake abduction to get out of it? Was this just she didn't want to cheat, or...
Well, had she met... I guess she just talked to the guy on the phone.
They met on a phone chat. It doesn't elaborate as to what a phone chat is. Is that like when you... When I'm up late at night watching a little cartoons and the 1-900 whatever comes on.
Fantasy phone.
Yeah. The singles finder line. Is that what they're talking about there?
I think it's something. It's like meet eligible singles in your zip code.
And then fake an abduction to get out of the date with them.
Yeah, and we're going to charge you 79 cents for the first minute, $18.50 for each additional minute after that.
Now, first off, how bad is your life with your husband-to-be that you will call this phone chat line and try to cheat on him with someone you never met and then fake an abduction to get out of it? First off, I'm feeling like this guy is going to get off lucky if he can manage to get out of this engagement.
Well,
if you're with a woman that's going to do that...
If a woman abducts herself after just talking to the phone with you, you must give really bad phone.
Oh.
You know?
So now you're hating on the guy she was going to meet. I wish it talked about the guy that she was going to meet in here. I guess they never got a hold of this guy. I wouldn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, no.
Because he's reading the story, and no one else knows it's him, but he knows. He knows where he was going to meet this girl. I should point out, this girl's 20. So.
Odd.
Yeah. She's engaged at 20, strike one.
Yeah. Where was this again?
Sacramento.
Oh, Sacramento, okay.
Yeah, this is in our backyard, give or take a few hundred miles.
Right.
And she was 20, so she's 20. Strike one is being engaged at 20.
Yeah, bad move.
Strike two, according to the Professor Likas.
Yeah.
Strike two, getting on a phone chat sex line when you're engaged.
Right.
Strike three? Faking abduction to get out of set. You know what? It's all right to just call the guy and be like, I've chickened out. I've changed my mind. Or to not show.
Right.
Or obviously she had the guy's number.
So she felt bad for screwing things up with the guy. She couldn't just say she had to do her hair. Something comes up. She's sick. I mean, how elaborate is that? You know what I smell?
Mm.
I smell tweaker. When you start getting that elaborate with things, there's a little bit of crystal meth going in there.
Yeah. It doesn't say how old her fiance is. I would love to know, because something tells me he's mid-20s, late 20s, robbing that cradle.
Just going for it, going for the fresh stuff.
Oh, God.
Now, what's this girl doing on a chat line late at night? Because, okay, isn't there a thing called the internet where you can do this stuff for free now?
Yeah, MySpace.
Yeah, can you get some stuff like that?
J-Date. Although, guessing, yeah. I love the face you made when I said that.
Yeah.
That's good. No, but how bad does it have to be to get to that point? I don't know. I mean, I would say that I've taken girls on bad day. Obviously, this guy never got the chance to take this girl on a bad day. Like you said, he gives bad phone.
Yeah.
I've taken girls on dates where she would probably want to get abducted for real to get out of it.
Was it just poor planning, the reason why you took these girls on such bad dates? Are you just not a romantic whatsoever?
It's a combination of poor planning, not a lot of money, and not any clue what I would do. Like, I can't plan because I don't know what I would do if I were to need a big, elaborate date.
So you don't know the needs that a woman has on a date?
No.
You have no idea.
I'm not in tune with my feminine side, I guess.
Right.
To be able to tell myself what the woman's looking for in a man. I just know it's not me. That's as far as I get. I'll tell you this. I'm sure you've got some horrific date stories, Todd.
Yeah, I've had a couple bad ones, but...
I'll tell you this. First off, I'll ease in. I've got some worse ones. It's this girl I was dating. Her name's Jennifer. She doesn't live around here.
Not a lot of girls named Jennifer.
No.
No.
This was up in Los Angeles, actually. Used to live in L.A. I lived in the bad part of town. Well, there's a lot of bad parts of that town. I lived in Hollywood. Like, not the cool Hollywood with the handprints and the sidewalk and all that. I lived on, like, the crack town side of Hollywood.
Right.
And it was one of, you know...
In Hollywood.
Bars on everything type thing. And you have to hide your car from the thieves. You know, everyone's garage has a gate on it.
Right.
And never seen an apartment building that has a gated garage until I lived there.
You have the locked garage and then the gate to get inside of the garage.
Right. And then there's a gate between the garage and the living area. And then there's a gate on your front door. And, like, there's a gate on parts of your house. I don't know.
You realize that if you live there, you need some kind of gate to protect you from yourself, even?
I had escape bars on the window. It had the kick plate where you kick it if you need to escape from something. So you can kick the bars open and, you know, and crawl out of your apartment. I had all of it. And girlfriend came over. It's me and her and my roommate. And we're sitting around, not really knowing what to do. It's like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday.
Now, was she an attractive girl?
She was all right. She's about 5'7", you know, brownish hair. She was all right.
She was all right.
I don't want to get into, you know, detail.
How'd you meet her? We got to know a little something about the girl to find out just how well you underperformed.
I met her on MySpace.
Okay.
Oops.
So you just saw the headshot?
Yeah, we talked for a while. I was like, hey, whatever, come on. This was her mistake. I'm guessing that she chalks this up to don't date MySpace people. She comes over. We decide, let's go out and get some booze. Let's get loaded, right? I don't want to go. We're not going to the park. We're not going to the Hollywood Bowl or... whatever the F you do when you go spend money in L.A. We are going to walk down to the 7-Eleven on Sunset Boulevard, right down the street from my house. We're going to walk down Sunset at 9:30 at night or whatever, just the three of us, and buy some malt liquor, and then bring it back to the apartment and get loaded.
Now, Mark, being the fact that you don't understand the way a woman's head works, here's what, as a woman, let's just say I showed up to your place, okay?
All right.
And I'm the woman, and I knock on the bars on before Mark's door.
You ring the buzzer to get in through the first stage of bars.
Right. I precariously place my hand beneath the bars to hit the buzzer,
right.
And I come in the door. I'm shocked to see your living conditions, and I'm like, I'm all dressed up.
Right.
I'm like, so, Mark, what are we going to do tonight?
Well, baby, we're going to go down to the 7-Eleven, get some malt liquor. We're going to come back here, and we're probably going to watch a little, you know, maybe Empire Strikes Back on DVD or something.
Let me translate that into female.
All right.
This guy doesn't want to put a lot of effort into this date. All he wants is to get me loaded on some cheap stuff, which is probably going to make me sick.
Yeah.
And then he wants to bend me over something.
Yeah. Preferably before she's sick, maybe during...
Now, what you're thinking is, you're probably thinking, maybe if I'm just so forward with this chick, if I just make everything blatant, she'll be like, man, I appreciate his honesty.
Look, baby, you met me online. Your options are limited.
Right.
You're not picking them up at the club scene, obviously.
So she went along with this.
She went with us. She quietly, sheepishly a little bit, went with us to the 7-Eleven, stepped over all the homeless people that tried to pee on her, and... walked in, bought the 40s, walked back.
Now, did she have a 40?
We bought three. Now, her input was not taken into what we were buying.
So she wasn't carrying it. She didn't like go, oh, that's my brand of malt liquor.
No, she did not. We picked it out. And, you know, hey, baby, you want a sticky bun or something? You know, you want something from the pastries aisle over there?
You didn't at least offer a wine cooler?
No, we didn't. This is, we were already a little loaded. That's why we didn't drive to the 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Plus the cost of gas spiraling out of control. So, not spending any money on gas. She came to my place, and then we walked to the 7-Eleven. Get back, we all crack open our 40s. I notice there's a lone soldier on the counter in the kitchen. Which is sort of part of the living room.
Okay.
For a small apartment.
Right, right.
And I'm like, hey, what's going on with the guy over there? Why aren't you cracking it open? I don't drink.
Oh, jeez.
She doesn't drink.
Well, you know what, Mark? It may not be the fact that she didn't drink. She didn't want to drink malt liquor with the creepy dude. She didn't want to drink with you. Now, if you were a sexy dude, or maybe you took her out for a good night,
yeah.
Or there's something good going on, or maybe if you were Todd Perry, co-host of Low Budget Radio.
See, I didn't have my own radio show at the time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Then maybe she would have thought, okay, I'll have a drink with this guy.
I'll have half a can of Steel Reserve with this guy.
Right.
We'll split it.
So don't just think that she's being Miss Prissy. She didn't drink. She just didn't drink with Mark Chambers.
Right. Well, I'm not going to say, you know what? It's just one of life's little mysteries.
It's not a mystery over here. It's clear anyway.
Oh, God. Well, 570-1037 is the number. What's the worst date you've ever been on? Either you've taken them on this horrible date or you've been taken on this horrible date. What's the worst thing that's ever happened? Can it top that? 570-1037 is the number.
This is pathetic.
Is it?
Have you gotten any better?
I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
Well, you're kind of taken with a woman right now.
I am.
Guys live together, so it's not like you're dating.
We found out last week I'll at least pony up for a drink at a bar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll at least buy a woman a drink at a bar.
Yeah, but not your girlfriend.
No. Other women.
Yeah, you buy other women drinks.
I don't take her with me. She doesn't get to go.
There's got to be some kind of thing where if a woman gets your email address, it's like flagged. It's like if a woman comes in touch with you, it's like if you took Mein Kampf out of the library. Like, they just know. You know, they have that website where they actually they rate guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, don'tdatehim.com or something like that. Where there's a review. Where it's like your FICO score for dating.
I wonder if anyone in this room is on that website.
That would be very interesting.
Patrick's shaking his head. No, not
Patrick,
him.
No.
No. Todd?
There's got to be. There might be one or two women.
Well, give us an example of why you might be on it.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna flip it around a little bit.
Okay.
It's not so much because I've been in my life very picky about the kind of girls I date.
All right.
So I've always made sure that you know, I didn't want to wind up with a horrible date. But one time I did was when, again, I met a girl off the internet when it was like when Al Gore had just created it.
Okay.
It was like fresh.
Right.
And this girl, I went to go pick her up. Now, the picture looked good. She looked like a decent-looking broad.
What is society coming to? What? All right, go ahead.
What?
The picture looked good. That's how we meet women now.
Well, you know, it looks like the same thing. You know, so the picture looked good. And this was like when the first time you could put your picture on the internet. Yeah, and so then I go to go meet her. I go to go pick her up, and we go to this nice little shopping center. Now, the thing is, I brought all my idiot friends with me.
Right.
So they could sit and watch her.
Okay.
Now, so this
what is this, a circus attraction?
Yeah, the girl, I pick her up and she goes, I'm starting to feel better now. I'm not as depressed. I said, why is that? She said, because I took my lithium.
Oh, boy.
She was like, well, I got this bipolar thing going on. On top of that, number two second strike, before we even get in the car, is I realize she's a Disney chick.
What do you mean a Disney chick?
Like those girls that are obsessed with Disney.
Okay.
You know, she's got the Disney bumper sticker on her car. She's got the pass. For year round, she needs to be in a fantasy world in order to feel good.
Okay.
So this was just horrible.
Garshul.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like that Goofy impersonation.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, I was just trying to get away from her the whole time.
Okay.
And then we sit down to have a hamburger.
All right.
So we're sitting down, we're ordering our food, and I'm just kind of like,
here comes strike three.
I'm gritting my teeth. Yeah. I'm gritting my teeth. And this girl, picture looked good on the internet. I wasn't looking so special.
It was from 12 years ago? Or would that have made her an infant?
No, that would have made her an infant.
Okay.
But what happened was, we're sitting down, and she's a kooky broad. And we're sitting down, we're ordering food, and then I notice the sex hand coming over to my thigh.
She was into Mr. Todd Perry.
She was into it. She was trying to go for the package.
Ooh.
While we were sitting down eating. And I
that's strike three.
Normally going for the package, I'm with it. Except for when I'm getting burgers with my friends in public. And she didn't look that great.
You're at the In-N-Out and the ugly chick's filling you up.
Right. Now, if this was a hot chick,
yeah,
and I'm getting, and she's going for the goods, she's going for the junk in the burger joint, I'm with it.
Right.
But this girl, no, it was not happening. And so I was kind of trying to shush the hand off, you know?
Right.
There were trannies I would let touch me before her.
Okay. All right, Bonaducci. Let's talk to David at
the
airport.
Well, you know, brother.
David, you're next on Low Budget.
Hey, what's up? Hey, I have this story about bad dates, man. It sucks. All right, so I took my girlfriend to the movies, and we watched this movie, Spider-Man 3, and it was
pretty gay. David, before we get into this, sorry. We just want to know your age real quick.
I'm 18.
Okay, cool.
Okay, nice. Right on.
Go for it.
I know, man. So I took my girlfriend to the movies, and then we went to Outback Steakhouse, and my mom gave me her ATM card and to pay for the meal. And
now, it had your mom's name on it. Your mom isn't named David, is she?
No.
Yeah. All right.
No, man, it's not, okay?
Go for it.
And so she gave me her ATM card to pay, and there's no money on the ATM card, so I was screwed.
Oh.
I only had 10 bucks, so... I didn't know how to pay, so we just did a dine and dash.
Oh, nice.
Oh, now, what did the chick say? Was she like, oh, my God, I'm not doing that, David. I'm so afraid.
No, I told her I paid, and I knew the manager.
Oh, nice.
Now, that's a good move, dude.
It is, man, straight up.
That's classy, dude.
Now, how did you do it? Did you just give her the look and go, it's time to split? Or did you just slowly walk her out, put her hand on her back, and just kind of push?
Pretty much, yeah. I went up to the lady or to the bar, and then I just went back to the table, stuck out my hand, and we just walked out the door.
It's all taken care of, baby.
Now, after that, David, did you keep going out with her? Did the relationship work, or was it doomed after that?
Well, we're still going out today, and then I'm supposed to go out with her tonight, but I said I got arrested.
Wait, you said you got arrested, but you didn't actually get arrested?
No.
Why'd you tell her that?
You figured that would turn her on?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's nice, man. Thanks for the call, David.
All right, bye.
Bye.
David's a classy man.
He is, man. 570-1037 is the number here. We're talking about bad dates. What's the worst date you've ever been on? Or just a bad date? Or what? If you're in my camp, what's a bad date you've taken someone on?
Right.
I gotta say, the dine and dash... That goes right hand in hand. I believe in the past we've talked about terrifying situations to be in with your lover.
And how women could get turned on by that?
Yeah, yeah. You're like, but just got to play it so she doesn't think it's because you're poor.
No, you're just a risky, risky, crazy man.
It's like, hey, baby, you want to go to insert fancy restaurant here and then dash on the check?
Yeah.
And then we'll go, you know, have sex in the park where everyone could see. I don't know. Whatever chicks that are into that are into. All right. We're taking a break. It's your bad date. 570-1037. Worst date you've ever been on, or bad dates you've taken people on. This is Low Budget with Mark Chambers and Todd Perry.
The check cashing place called.
They need to talk to you.
Low Budget will be right back on 103.7 Free FM. If you're stuck in traffic and all you can think of is how much this is costing you in gas, keep listening. It's Low Budget on 103.7 Free FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Low Budget with Mark Chambers and Todd Perry. Talking to the working class of San Diego. 570-1037 is the number. We're talking about bad dates. States gone wrong. Dates where things... go exactly like they should have. And in my case, just dates where you punted. Whatever you want to call that. 570-1037 is the number. Now, Todd, before I've got one that actually happened to a buddy of mine.
All right. Now, is that just code for it happened to you or?
No. This actually happened to a buddy of mine. Now, there'll be others that happened to a buddy of mine that really happened to me, but this one legitimately did. But now I asked you before the break what your worst date was. You know, what's the worst date you've ever taken someone on? And you kind of deflected it a little bit. And you turned it into worst date you've been on because it was her fault.
Right.
I feel like you're holding back. What is the worst date you've ever taken a girl on? Because
no, it's not just an inflated sense of self.
Oh, it's just never happened.
No, I mean, for the most part, actually, everything's gone pretty well. I mean,
Radio Gold.
There have been times. Well, I'm not going to sit and lie.
No, go for it.
I'm going to sit and make up a story here. No, I mean, I've been on some bad ones. I mean, if there's a girl who has dated me, maybe they could call in. But I mean, that's about it. One time, actually, a girl made me go see Rent. It wasn't really my fault.
Was this the original Broadway cast?
I have no idea who. It was in Orange County somewhere.
That's rough.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And it was like, first of all, it's like there's no talking in it. They just sing.
Really?
There's no talking. And they just sing about AIDS.
I've never seen it, actually.
Oh, it's horrible. It's really the worst thing. And every girl you meet thinks it's the greatest thing ever. But it's a bunch of people dancing and singing about immune insufficiency syndrome.
I got to say, the aforementioned girlfriend of mine that's sitting behind the glass over there, big fan.
She loves Rent?
Huge fan of Rent.
Yeah, well, she's a theater chick.
Oh, yeah, that too, but just going along with your thing that women love it. I've never seen it. Luckily, I've never managed to get dragged along to it.
Oh. First of all, the woman criticized what I was wearing to it before we went.
What?
Like my clothes didn't match appropriately?
Is that a criteria for going to see Rent in Orange County?
Well, the problem was I have a medical condition that I have a hard time distinguishing color a little bit.
Do you?
Yeah.
Or are you lying?
No, it's completely true. One time a girl said, go pick up some purple ribbon for me. I couldn't tell the difference like purple or blue and all this stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, Rent, bad date. If you're a chick, make sure you know your man and don't just drag him to Rent because it's really the worst situation you could ever be in.
All right, let's talk to Greg and Poway. Greg, you're next on Low Budget.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's up, Greg?
I am 35 years old in the Marine Corps, and it blows my mind that you guys are bringing up this topic tonight because the worst date of my life was just last weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, got back from Iraq 2 weeks ago. Had a woman that I had met before I went over, called her up, trying to date way out of my pay grade. Beautiful, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous woman, everything going for her. Thought that I'd impressed her and obviously saved up some money while I was over there.
Right.
Chartered a helicopter, got us a room at a bed and breakfast in Avalon.
Wow.
And she got so violently ill on that helicopter that I spent the next 18 hours with a cold rag on her head trying to make sure she only threw up in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
So did you have to take her back on the boat?
Yeah. Yep, she was. There was not a chance in heck she was going to get back on a helicopter.
How did she handle the boat?
She spent three quarters of the trip over in the bathroom on the boat.
Oh,
it was just horrible. I've never seen somebody react to being in a helicopter. She thought it was cool. The idea was cool. She'd never done it before, and she's the first person I ever saw get that sick.
So you're a military man. Obviously, you've done great service for your country. Obviously, she's going to give you a second chance.
I don't know about that. I've called her twice just to make sure she was okay, and I haven't had two. She hasn't returned either call back. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
I would think maybe it's just that as guys, our radar is a little off, but I would think that would be a great date.
You know, I sure wanted it to be. It cost me a ton of money. And it was definitely a bad one.
Oh, did you make out with her at all?
Holding hands as we got on the helicopter was about as close as I got to making out with her.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, welcome home, at least.
Exactly. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Greg.
You know, one time, actually, I was at a club with a lady friend of mine.
All right.
Who she was quite attractive. She was a dancer. So she had dancer tuchus.
Mm.
You know what I mean? The girls who dance, they got the nice firm, like, it's kind of like an ice skater. They got the firm tuchus on them.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And so what happened was we were at a club, and she had a little too much to drink.
Okay.
So she started to kind of let it fly at the table. She was sitting at the table at the outside of the club, like on the patio, and kind of started puking beneath the table. And I was like, oh, but she was so cute. So I started to kind of caress her. I mean, not like molest her, but, you know, put my hand on her head and make her feel comfortable because we went as friends, right?
Rapist.
But then I broke left, and I became lover.
Oh,
So then I was just drunk enough to start making out with her.
All right.
But she was so hot that, like, I didn't care that she tasted like puke.
Oh.
Like kind of acidy taste. Like, everybody knows, like, they've tasted their own. But I got a little bit of it swirled around. Don't stop me, Mark.
Okay.
Don't stop me, Mark.
This is like radio jazz, right?
This is like radio jazz. I'm free-flowing here.
Go for
it. I got a little bit of the taste in there. And you know what? Later on, she then started to get kind of weird on me. I had to get away from her.
That's when things got weird?
Yeah. I think what happened was I let, as Kroll would say, the freak flag fly when I kissed her. Then she started writing me notes about how, like, she loved me. Like, she felt this connection. And so then at that point, I think I was just trying to get some off a drunk chick.
Just sharing vomit does not constitute a love connection.
But I think she was that twisted enough. Almost, she had this goth strand to her.
Okay.
A little goth strain in her blood.
Nice.
And I think it was that enacted that. And then it made her kind of crazy on me. Okay. And then I had to run.
I mean, didn't you stop to think, what if she's got something that you're going to get?
What do you mean? Like, God, I mean, if you puke, you don't have any other chance. It's, you know, you don't get STDs from eating puke.
It's still a bodily fluid.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing as kissing. You know, stomach acid. Nobody ever got some weird disease off of stomach acid.
I'm trying to justify me being so grossed out by that.
You would have done it too if you seen her.
Okay. Can we put? All right. Apparently, that is still on. Okay, there we go. Thank you, Darcy. Let's talk to Steven. Steven, you're next on Low Budget.
Hey, how we doing?
What's going on, Steven?
All right. Well, I was listening to the other guy's military story, and sorry to hear that, but I got you beat.
All right.
Okay, I'm also in the military. I'm in the Marines. Met this girl.
Okay.
She says, oh, yeah, I've always wanted to date a Marine. Absolutely. Great. You know, good for me.
Cool.
All right.
So I pick her up, and I, you know, before I picked her up, she wanted to know where we were going to dinner. I said, okay, I'm going to take you here, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. she says, oh, I want to make sure I dress nice. I said, okay, no problem. I can understand that.
Okay.
So I pick her up. I knock on the door. She opens the door and kind of rushes herself out.
Oh.
So I couldn't see inside. And I'm like, okay, I'll give her a benefit of the doubt. Maybe the house is dirty. She's embarrassed.
Right.
No big deal. So we go and we sit down at dinner. We're halfway through the appetizers, and her ex-husband shows up.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, it's okay. It's my ex-husband. I'm like, all right, well, you take care of it. You handle it. I'll let you do it. So then he's all, you know, now he's wanting to start with me. And I'm like, hey, you know what? She wanted to go on a date with me. You can deal with that after.
What was she hostile toward, or was he hostile towards you?
No, it's like, see, he wasn't saying anything to me. He was saying something to her, and then he turned around and said, all right, man, she's going to screw you over. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. Whatever,
oh,
man, whatever. And I'm like, I don't need this drama. So she's like, you know, I'm sorry. Let's just go somewhere else. I said, fine. So we hop my truck, and we're leaving, and we decide just to go to this bar and have a drink. He shows up.
Oh, he's stalking you.
What a C-blocker.
No, well, it gets worse. Trying to find out. I mean, I'm tired of all this. I was tired of it. So I said, listen, I'm going to take you home. I'm done with this.
Yeah, good move.
Can I take her home? He's parked in the driveway.
Oh, God.
And I was like, so I'm being nice. I'm like trying to say, look, you want me to call the police? She goes, no, this is where he lives. I live with him. And I'm like, what?
They still live together.
The moral of the date is they went on a date. They made a bet that she can go on a date with somebody else and he wouldn't get jealous. So that's why she made a date with me.
Oh. Oh, and then she wanted to make sure he knew where you guys were going to be.
So she was calling him on the cell phone.
Oh.
Oh.
That's no way to treat a member of the armed services. That's so ridiculous.
So I, you know, somewhere down the line, I know he's going to get what he deserves. Both of them.
Good Lord. All right. Thanks for the call, Stephen.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate it. My God.
I was going to say when they arrived at the thing, that's when he could have just like, you know. He could have knocked the guy out for being a stalker, but then he realized the tables had turned.
Yeah, that's weird. I've never had that. You know, I've been in like sort of similar things where it's like you tell that she's just trying to get, you know, she's on the rebound.
Right.
And she's trying to get you to go wherever she's found out her ex is going to be so you can be her trophy date. Like, look, my ex is going to be at this club with some girl. You go with me to this club so he can see that we're together. So he knows that she's on the rebound and she's got someone else already type thing. Never seen it taken to that level.
Oh, that's brutal. Now, Mark, have you ever been with a woman, right? And then like the ex, one of your exes runs into you guys?
I haven't, but I've had my ex run into my current girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've told you this story before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you tell me on air?
No, I didn't. So I'm going to tell you on air right now.
Okay.
My current girlfriend went to the same college as my ex-girlfriend. And through the wonders of MySpace, current girlfriend found out what ex looked like, already knew ex's name, and sort of arranged to run into her.
Now, does that make your girlfriend an ex-girlfriend stalker?
I think so. It was really strange.
Twisted web.
I get this call. I got an email, actually, which was even worse because you can't read into it as much. You can't get the tone of voice and everything. Hey, ran into your ex on campus today. We had coffee together at Starbucks. Lots of interesting talk.
You know what they're sitting there talking about? Does he do that thing?
Yeah.
You know that creepy thing?
Yeah. Does he still finish in 5 minutes or has he gotten it better?
Does he still do that thing with his tongue?
Yeah.
You know that thing?
I hate it when he does that. I pat him on the head. Yeah, that's enough, honey. Back up here.
Has he made any more money?
Oh, no. Yeah. He's still rocking that $22,000 a year.
Oh.
Not a dime of it going to the date, apparently.
There's some ways to really screw up these kinds of things. One time me and this one girl, we went out for a while. We used to always eat at this one place. So
very descriptive, by the way.
Me and this one girl went out. We used to always eat at the same place. Well, it's not that important for me to get into all the hieroglyphics.
Go for it.
Of it. So I went to that place with the new girl.
Ugh.
Right? And so we're walking out after a nice date. It's like our third, fourth date together, whatever.
Right.
We're holding hands, just kind of, being lovey-dovey, and everything's going great.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're coming down the stairs, getting ready to exit the restaurant, and the ex that I'd just broken up with like 4 months before that, she's sitting waiting for her table.
Okay, so
with not a dude, she's just sitting with another chick. She's not on a date. I'm like lovey-dovey coming down. It's like we're walking through Candyland. We're all happy.
You guys didn't previously discuss who got that place in the breakup.
No, we didn't. We didn't go through that. I think we just talked about who got her Henry Miller books or something.
Gotta talk about that because that happens all the time. That's like out of a sitcom,
right?
But it happens all the time.
Oh no, totally. So we're walking down, and then I see the ex, and I just drop hands with the girl I'm dating because I just don't want the uncomfort.
You've just ruined in that one swift drop of the hand. You've lost both of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then the girl I'm dating at the time, who is now my current girlfriend, looks at me with just like, I hate you.
Yeah. Right?
And then the other girl, who I just dumped, is looking at me like, oh, you, good to see you. Nice to see you at our place.
You must have dumped me for her.
You dumped me for her, and now you're taking her to where we used to eat.
She's the new me.
She is the new me.
Let's take a break. 570-1037, what's your bad date story? What's a horrible date you've been on, horrible date you've taken someone on? 570-1037 is the number. This is Low Budget with Mark Chambers and Todd Perry.
Call us at 570-1037. See that guy in the beat-up Camry? He's already on hold. It's Low Budget on 1037 Free FM. Call us at 570-1037.
You did pay your phone bill, right?
It's Low Budget on 1037 Free FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Low Budget with Mark Chambers and Todd Perry talking to the working class of San Diego. 570-1037 gets you in. Talking about bad dates, cheap dates, any kind of bad dates you've been on. Or what's the worst date you've ever taken someone on? I'm more interested in that. Those are the kind of stories we seem to be getting. Worst date you've ever taken someone on, where it's just gone badly. And Todd, you were talking during the break, and I want you to talk about that on the air because that was pretty good.
We were talking about, we had some callers. We were talking about, twisted webs.
Yeah.
Of things. One time I was taking a girl on a first date. We went to go to, a big performing arts center to see, a concert. And we're walking through there. We go to hit the bar.
Okay.
And it was a first date with this girl. We're having a good time. Everything's going great. We got to go get some beers and sit down and enjoy each other's company. And I get up to the bar, belly up, and I look to my right. And what do I see? An ex.
Hmm. Just some random ex?
Yeah. She was from a while back. It wasn't any kind of weirdness or anything.
Yeah.
She was with some dude, and it looked like Elvis Costello. And we're sitting there. And I was like, hey, how's it going? She's like, hey. It's cool. Everything's cool. And I was like, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. We all did this is blah, blah, blahs and how you been and whatever's. And it was like three, You know, a little three-minute interaction, no important information exchange, find out everybody's alive, everybody's breathing, everybody's employed.
It's all straight.
Right. Everything's on the up and up. They walk away, but also, the girl that was the ex, she's pretty attractive.
Okay.
So I want to make sure the current girl knew that I date that.
Yeah.
I've dated that. Like, that's in my realm.
That's twisted.
Yeah, and that also, you know, that girl might have even been a little more attractive than the other girl.
You really want to put that vibe out?
Well, I'm letting people, this is how guys think, honestly.
Okay,
this is how girls
it.
Think. People are twisted.
All right, continue,
and,
please.
So I made note as we walked over with the girl I was dating, and we were separated from the other couple. We go to go sit down and enjoy our beers. And I go, oh, yeah, by the way, very odd. She's like, what? I go, well, I used to date her. And then the girl goes, funny, I know who she is, too.
Oh.
I go, huh. How do you know her? I guess, you know, some people with similar interests are at the same concert. You're going to find people who are similar.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah.
You're expecting her to say, like, I went to college with her. We had some class together. We, you know, we go to the same coffee shop.
Right. We're from the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm expecting one of those. And she goes, yeah, my ex cheated on me with her.
Oh.
And then I thought to myself, first of all, I was like, twisted.
Yeah.
And then I thought, man, I'd like to meet her ex. He has good taste in women.
You want to party with that guy?
Yeah, and I ended up knowing him. It was all very incestual.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is why you should do what I've been doing, which is keep moving all over the U.S. Once you've dated a few girls where you live, just move.
But then, you know what? Even if you move and try all that stuff, then your current girlfriend's going to try to stalk him out anyway.
Yeah, on
as
the internet.
As we learned, yeah.
Thanks to the magic of the internet. No, okay. Yeah, here's something that happened to me. I remember this. I really don't like to talk about this. This was a while back. This is kind of one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me on a date.
What was his name?
But wah, wah, wah. This happened to me, and this is one of the most embarrassing things that could happen that she doesn't realize is happening. And I have to kind of play off like it's not happening. We went, first off, I'll give a disclaimer. This girl's a little bigger. It was a setup. It was a fix-up.
How much bigger?
A lot bigger.
A lot bigger.
A lot bigger than me.
Oh, wait. Did I see this girl before? Was this the girl?
Maybe.
That worked at the little deli
beneath
where we were
working?
Let's
not get
into it. Is that her?
We'll get into it off the air. She was a little bigger.
Okay, it was her then.
We went to a movie together.
She was big.
We went to a movie. This was up in Los Angeles.
Better you have a habit of dating big girls if I've seen one of them.
Yeah. This was up in Los Angeles. This was a while back. And we went to a movie. You know, I can't remember. I think it was like a chick flick or something. Went to a movie, doing the thing, the whole date thing. And I thought, yeah, you know what? I'm feeling good. Put my arm around her. Why not? First date. Kind of got it on there, but something went wrong. It's... You'd think that that's the simplest move you could ever do is just kind of put your arm around her, you know? She
well, actually, it's like really calculated and choreographed, and you're going over it in your mind. It's actually, there's a lot that goes into the first move at the theater, arm around.
There's a lot that goes on, and somewhere, it's kind of like the Blue Angels. It's all perfectly synchronized, and one of them gets a little off kilter, and they crash, and it's horrible. That's what happened. It's just something... Some precise calculation was a few decimal places off, and my arm got lodged around her, but between her and the seat. And I couldn't move. And there was no way.
Wait, it was like your elbow was stuck in the seat and your arm was
around? My arm.
She was big, though. I don't know. You probably could only get your hand to like the middle of her back if you stretched it out all the way.
And she.
Did she take up two seats?
She was.
Let me pull that arm handle.
She wasn't that big. She was pushing back on, like, the part, like, this part of my arm, and it was pinching a nerve or something.
Oh, this part of your arm you're touching right about your bicep, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Thank you for describing. She was kind of pushing back on that for the whole movie.
Why didn't you just move it at some point and pretend like you had to go to the bathroom? There's ways to get out of that.
I just couldn't get it to happen. I kept trying to make something happen, but I couldn't, like, physically remove my arm.
It's like the old story. The
without,
guy,
like, popping it loose and causing a ruckus.
Without chewing it off.
Yeah. And it was just so awkward. And this girl never once, oddly enough, got up for more food. She never got up to go to the
bathroom. She knew you weren't going to pay for it.
Well, yeah. She never got up at all. So by the time this date is over, I cannot feel anything below my right shoulder. Like, the whole thing is just gone. It's numb. It's like I'm dragging this thing around, and it's just kind of hanging limp.
It's looking like your Nom arm.
Yeah, it's...
like Bob Dole.
It's my Bob Dole arm. Yeah. I'm just kind of dragging this thing around everywhere I go. I swear to God, I did not get the feeling back in that arm for, like, 2 days.
Oh.
It was just, like, pins and needles, and that was the beginning of the date. And then, like, we're going out, we're doing this or that. The whole night, I'm dragging this arm around. And then comes time to at the end of the night to make a move. I couldn't. I mean, that's my arm. You know? I can't use it. I can barely work it. You know, I'm trying to drive and I'm having trouble. So I'm just like, all right, you know, this is over. I never saw her again after that. Never called her. Never talked to her again. Never took her calls. 2 days, my arm is tingling and numb from this one miscalculation.
Ugh. Now here's what I'd like to imagine, which is Mark Chambers. And plus size woman.
It's a real weird pair.
Walking in to go see Fantastic Four, whatever superhero movie Mark thought a chick would want to see. And Mark's had got a little bit of beer on his breath. And they walk into the theater, and she's hungry. And she wants... Here's the deal. Now think... Let's figure this one out here. Movie theater, very expensive for food.
Yeah.
Mark also, though, has a big eater. You know, they say about little babies and stuff, they're a good eater. Yeah. Mark's got a good eater on him, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to figure out, Mark is either thinks, A, can you sign up for credit at the movie theater?
Yeah, is there a bill me later?
Yeah, can you do that? Or do you like, can I give you my social? We can take out a loan here to try to, you know, get this broad some jujubes.
Taking
and
my
some popcorn.
Thumbprints.
Yeah, they're doing the whole bit. But
you can upgrade to the tub. For an extra dollar.
And then you turn to the girl, baby, would you like the tub?
Oh, yeah, she wants the tub.
You want some of that butter flavoring
on
it?
She looks like she is the tub. She's
All right. Mark took the tub to the theater.
570-1037 is
like
our number.
Sorry, I'm stepping on you.
570-1037. What's your bad date story? What's a bad date you've been on? What's a bad date you've taken someone on? And can she talk? Is there a way for her to talk? All right, because Darcy, our phone screener, wants to tell a bad date story. If you can make it quick, Darcy, because we're running out of time.
Am I on?
You're on, baby. Go for it.
All right, cool. Okay, I was dating this guy, and he had some friends who were performing at a club.
All right.
What were they performing?
They were like a little local band.
Oh.
And so we went to see them, and we're just hanging out, like dancing a little bit, and my glasses break.
Oh. First off, the glasses. You know.
These are my old glasses.
Is everyone else on par with you? Are they all wearing the glasses too? Is everyone are you maximum nerd factor at that place?
I'm maximum nerd factor.
All right, so you guys are out there crumping.
Yeah, and my glasses broke.
All right. Like, little too much crump?
We'd been there maybe half an hour.
Okay.
And we couldn't get them to fix because it was dark in the club. So we went outside where there was a little more light, and he's trying to fix it, and we can't get them fixed, and his friends won't let him leave because he has to hang out.
He has to hang out and watch them perform.
Right.
Oral on each other.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have to hang out for another hour and a half or so while they're still performing. I can't see a thing.
How blind are you?
She's blind enough to date Mark. We'll put it that way.
Thank you.
I can see about 3 inches in front of my face without my glasses.
It's enough. It's all you need to say.
So we had met up previously before going out because we lived on opposite sides of town.
But what town is this?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas. All right, so already the crowd is good.
Right.
The pickings are slim.
We left my car at a central place and gone from there in his car to the club.
All right. So it's at some point you're needing to drive home
with no glasses.
This is really just turning out to be the perfect date.
This sounds like actually like one of those Scooby, you know, the Miss Scooby show. What was that? Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Kind of things. Yeah. And like the Velma the glasses.
If you look at Darcy through the glass here, she's got a real Velma quality. You know, she's short.
Thanks.
Listen to her voice, though. She's got the Velma voice.
She does. We're looking at the new Velma if they make another Scooby-Doo. Yeah, the hair.
So what ended up happening was we were there for another hour and a half or so with me completely blind. And then we drove back in his car pretty much close to where I lived to a friend's house.
All right.
And the friend happened to have a glasses repair kit, fix my glasses. Then we went back to the middle of town to get my car.
It was
our separate ways.
It was a sordid tale. Did you get another date with this gentleman? I guess the guy doesn't really care about that kind of stuff, though, right? As long as he can get laid.
I think you just, no, definitely.
All right. Thank you, Darcy. Thank you for that story. Oh, God. No, I can't say I would care, honestly.
If the girl can't see,
that's working in my favor, to be honest with you. All right. We're running short of time. Is there anything that you've been burning to fit in?
Well, I did. There was one thing where it's my girlfriend that I have. She was telling me about a bad date she went on.
Well, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah. No, you want to hear the bad ones. You don't want to hear the good ones.
Right. You don't want to hear about, we were on a mountainside and the air was crisp.
No, I sincerely doubt there are any good ones besides myself. But
good. No ego on you.
Yeah. Not at all. No, I'm kidding. One time she went out with a guy for the first date. It was like the year 2000, and they're having the
future.
In the future, the year 2000, flying cars and all this stuff. And it was during the presidential elections, and she was going to the University of Southern California. A lot of wealthy people.
Yeah,
he takes her to a Republican Steve Forbes fundraiser. Now, mind you, this isn't like a fun Republican. This isn't like a good, like a John McCain, or this isn't like Giuliani.
Right.
This is like Steve Forbes, one of these guys who's like a policy wank who's going to sit and talk about, well, the national deficit is at this.
Was it at least one of those $50,000 a plate luncheons or whatever?
That I don't know. I don't know the dollar value, but obviously the kid had some coin. If he was 20 years old and cared about
and
Steve
Forbes.
And a staunch
Republican.
Yeah, and a staunch Republican. I was like, oh my, she was like, oh my God, Todd, it was the most boring date I've ever been on.
Nice. So I'm writing this down. Don't take them to the Republican conventions.
Yeah, no.
All right, how much time do we got, Patrick? We got a few minutes?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. I think we got time for a little Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so this is stuff, I don't know if we have our chase music that we usually have. But, all right.
I like that, Patrick. I can't find it.
Yeah, I can't find it. No, it's cool. Patrick's cool. Don't hate Todd.
I wasn't hating. I was just he had a general malaise in his voice when he said it, but it was an intentional malaise.
Well, it's 8:52.
Yeah.
So, all right. So this is stuff. This is our public service to the low budget nation. This is stuff that you can find for free right now on sandiego.craigslist.org. And since I can't beatbox the music, we're just gonna go with no music. All right. Wow. Piano.
Oh. Wait. Where is that?
Free black upright piano. No bench. In really bad shape. Would be good for someone who wants a piano but can't afford one. That's in Poway.
Now, can I put that in my Jetta and try to get it out of here?
You know what? It's in bad enough shape. Why don't you just pull it with a rope?
Yeah, just in your dragon.
All right, this is the urban edition of the Craigslist. All right, let's go. Next.
Gas logs for a fireplace. Fake logs look extremely real. All the necessary stuff to use it, except the log grate. And it works good. We prefer real woods to give away the fake ones. That's going to be located in Oceanside.
Nice. That's a heck of a drive for a fake log.
Yeah, serious.
All right. Next item.
You said log.
I totally said log. Burn. All right. Walkie-talkie.
Totally.
I have one walkie-talkie. It works great. It's never been used. I just misplaced the other one.
So who are you going to talk to?
they're coded together. All right. Next up.
Canister set. Comes from a smoke-free home. Exciting.
Yeah.
Located in El Cajon.
This is the laid-back, chill edition of the Craigslist. The items aren't that great. The music's pretty chill. We're just relaxing.
Yeah.
All right. Free backpack. It's a red backpack, and it's in good shape. See, this stuff is
una bochila rojo.
It's not that bad. I thought the point of the bit was that the stuff was all horrible.
Yeah.
So far, we've had a piano and a backpack and some canisters. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's not bad. And so your free backpack's in Escondido.
Football table. Your free football table. You need to go to Sport Mart or something and get some hardware to keep these poles in place. We have it. Wait.
Whoa,
right,
baby.
Right. Let me start over. Can you start over?
Yeah, start over. Next.
Free football table. You need to go to Sport Mart or something and get some hardware to keep the poles in place. We have it taped up and it works fine. It's located in Saber Springs.
I got some hardware to keep the poles in place for you. Oh baby. Air hockey table.
Hey.
Hey.
It's all good stuff.
It's all good. Full-sized air hockey table. Electric. Airflow, not that strong. That's good, because I'm a blowhard. I can keep that thing up. But still works fine. Free to anyone willing.
Willing to do what?
Garmo Valley.
That's a really good one. By the way, sandiego.craigslist.org.
Yeah, this stuff is all
stuff.
Available for free, sandiego.craigslist.org.
Free stuff. Miscellaneous. This is like a gay porn film.
Keep going.
About 100 used white men's league softballs. There's an old Sanyo 8mm movie camera. Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
A dryer drum. That's located in University City.
Are we out of time? Are we done?
That was easy.
Yeah. All right. So that's about all the time we have for low budget this week. 1037freefm.com. Click on the podcast button. Get all the old shows. Get this show. Click on the talk back. Tell us what you thought. It's 1037freefm.com. And this has been Low Budget with Mark Chambers and Todd Perry.